Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. I am thrilled to bring you today's guest, Tricia Turpinoff, the founder and CEO of Turpinoff Photography. Tricia is a friend, a fellow collaborator on my stages and at my events. She's been a speaker at my Ignite conference for a couple of years now because our messages just gel so well together. Tricia is an amazing brand photographer. In fact, I just had a photo shoot with Tricia last week, and just before I jumped on to record this intro, I went through the photos with her and picked which ones I was going to keep. It was so hard because I wanted to keep them all. She truly captured me in all my brightest lights. I can't wait to get this new batch of photos from her. I think great brand photography is an important tool in our marketing toolkit, and Tricia is one of the greats. You are going to love hearing her story and her wisdom. Let's meet Tricia Turpinoff. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Tricia. I am so thrilled to have you here, you and all your bright energy.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, yeah. You and I have been collaborating as partners with, you know, you've been a sponsor and a speaker at my Extraordinary Women Connect event many times and my Extraordinary Women Ignite events. Yeah. And you've been on my stages. And I love your work with my community because it's so important. It's so intricately connected in how you bring the bright light of you out in your clients as a photographer, as my clients are finding that bright light within them and stepping into their journey. Genius. You do an amazing job of capturing that. And so I love our partnership. I love our friendship. And it's just great to have you here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so humbled.
Yeah. So you built a business around being seen. And yes. I know as a child, you didn't feel seen and you didn't feel understood. Can you share a little bit about that story of you, you know, not being seen and then discovering that for yourself?
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of women go through this. You know, it's funny when you tell your story, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. And so I think a lot of women feel this way. And that is that my parents were really young. And, you know, I was born at the very tail end of December 29th, 1969. And they just, you know, they were 20 and 21. And I think that they just didn't really understand how to rise, you know, help a child rise up. And I was super different than them too, because I was artistic and they were left-brained and I was right-brained. And so I just don't think they ever really got who I was. But my aunt and uncle, my uncle is an artist. He's a beautiful painter. And at age 5, he gave me a camera. And the first time I think I really felt seen was age 7, when I started taking pictures in Washington, D.C., when we visited them. And it was funny how I was like, oh, this is something I did that was good. This was awesome. And so that's how photography started. And it's funny because my parents always said that my aunt and uncle bought us gifts that were too old for us. Like one year they bought me a chemistry set that had to go back. I didn't get to keep that. They're like,
and here you were 5 years old and you got the gift of a camera that forever shaped your life.
Oh, it forever did. I've had every kind of camera known to man. And then it's been interesting because then, you know, then I went to college and I have a 4-year college degree in photography, which is unusual. And I was really lucky because in the 90s, I graduated in 94. And in 93, I started working for a photographer who did high school seniors, family and children. And then when I graduated, I moved over to another studio and he was a friend of his. And I'll never forget, it was called, his name was Ed Vaughn. And it was Skinner Vaughn was the name of the studio. And Ed said to me, Tricia, everyone is beautiful. He said, it doesn't matter if they're 400 pounds, they may have beautiful eyes, or they might have acne, but they have gorgeous teeth. And it really made me think about what is beauty and really to look for more than just what's on that surface. Mm-hmm. And so that's been my lifelong. I didn't even realize until I started branding women entrepreneurs that I have always been making people seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been exciting.
And that when you give people that gift of being seen, I've worked with you, so I know what it feels like, but I want you to just share, how do you do that? How do you let people be seen? I mean, what's that journey that they go on?
Well, I love to find out what their goals are and where they see themselves going. And if they don't exactly know what they want, then I always give ideas. I always have Pinterest boards to send them and different ideas. And we talk about, it depends on what they want. Is it branding? Is it lifestyle? Because lifestyle is easy because they're like, oh, I like to kayak or I like to bike. And it's right. Like, oh, well, we just need to find a cool place to do those things. And really, I think it's just reminding them of who they are, that they right. are so special. And I just get so excited when I photograph people that they know, they feel that energy. And it's, you know, I see it all the time. People are like, or I hear it all the time, I should say, you know, I got to lose 10 pounds or I got to lose 15 pounds. And I always tell people no one sees you like you see yourself. Like I see the potential in them, and it doesn't matter what size they are.
Right.
It's about that energy that they put out. And it's so much love when we photograph because it gets so exciting. Like I get right. so hot and sweaty and my adrenaline's going. And I just want for them to see themselves like I see them in this beautiful, just their essence is so important. And they're, you know, just like you always talk about, you've got to raise your voice. You've got to be seen. You've got to put it out there because people want that. That's how they know, love, and trust you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's this element of that soul light that's within. And I think that's what we're talking about here, right? It's just totally. Like, it's like tapping into that soul light that is there and right. being able to let that come out, let that come forth. And there's a skill set in getting people comfortable in front of a camera because, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, I know people don't like to do photos so often, but literally. Once they find a great photographer, it becomes a whole different story. It's fun. And it's like tapping into this light inside of us that can really come forth and be seen.
Oh, completely. And it's so exciting. I have so many clients that I have photographed many times, and every time I feel like they're more of themselves every single time. And I see their pictures come out and they're like, the photographs are like little children for me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that one. You know, the way that they're using it in their newsletter or their social media or on a speaker one sheet, it doesn't matter where they use it. It's exciting to see them putting themselves out there. Cause you're right. Like women have, who was it? Wasn't it the Dalai Lama that said the Western woman will save yes. the world? Mm-hmm. And I get goosebumps when I say that because I just believe that so much. And I just want us all to get out of our head. And like you said, get into our hearts and our soul and just know without doubt that we have something to say and yeah. we have yeah. to be heard yeah. and seen.
Yeah. I always say that women's wisdom is the medicine our earth needs right now. Right. And so it's like yes. it's the women coming into the gifts of who they are. And going out and showing up in their full light to do the work to create the ripple effect that they will each create in the world. And that's the power of what's happening right now. And it's like, you know, we've been through like hell and beyond in the last couple of years. And, you know, I have been telling my clients, this is not a time to go hide. This is a time to step into your gift. And you have to take care of yourself first, and you have to do all the good self-care pieces. And it's the time to really step into, okay, how am I meant to serve in this time? How am I meant to be seen? How am I meant to help shape and shift what's happening in our world with the gifts of me? And that's the beauty of it. And I think that, you know, I'm a big believer. I mean, as my mastermind communities are, as they step into their brand of, you know, why they're here and how they're meant to be making a difference, owning their genius, I'm a firm believer that great photography, great brand photography to accompany that is really important. And part of that is because one, they start to see that reflection back to themselves. There's such a gift in saying, oh my God, I actually really like how those came back. And it levels up, it helps them level up how they're seen in the world because they're showing up in their best light. And so I tell my clients always, like right now we're in the midst of, you know, building their brand from the inside out. And right. it's like, okay, next you guys are going to be, you need to step into the brightness of who you are in your photography and your brand work. Let's talk a little bit about why great brand photography is so important to a brand, to a, you know, a public brand. Somebody's building their brand. Why is it so important, Tricia?
It's important, like we've been saying, they've got to be seen. People trust people who are out there being seen and talking about, you know, I talk about vulnerability quite a bit as well, because people, when you're vulnerable about things and you're showing yourself off, people really respond to that because they don't feel alone anymore. And I think that's part of like having a strong brand with you in it is that, and I always tell people, I say, what we want to accomplish with these photos is I want people to stop scrolling on their phone. And so, you know, we try different things. It's not all just about that pretty smile, which is always wonderful. But, you know, what's behind that smile and what can we show off? You know, are you a big laugher? Are you a big smiler? Are you contemplative? Who are you at the core of you? And how do we show that off to your clients so that they go, oh, this is the person.
Yeah.
And I know from being out there that the more that you put yourself out there, the more people are paying attention to you. And yeah. that's how your brand grows. Yeah. And I've seen it with my own self because I absolutely walk the walk. And I am out there and there's always new photos.
Let's talk about that because you do absolutely walk the walk. And, you know, I'm trying to remember how long we've known each other, probably 4 or 5 years at this point. And I know your presence, your brand has grown significantly that time. What's been there for you? How have you shown up different? What have been your secrets to your growth as a business owner, as a, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I really think the where everything started to change is that I redefined the back end of my business, like getting the SOP, you know, the standard operating procedures really tight and understanding how to market to people was a really big thing, and then being consistent with it. Mm-hmm. And so I think I know for me, the secret sauce is getting in front of people in person. That's the first way. Yeah. And I love to give as well. So, you know, eWomen is a huge part of my business and my community because I am an entrepreneurial woman. And so they are my people.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where I get in front of them and then I make sure that our online presence is still very strong and that we're doing all of the right things all the time. And so I have a social media advisor. Uh-huh. And so even if I am not posting, she's consistent.
Right.
So I always know.
And then you can go in and add your pieces in, but you've got that foundation there for yourself.
Totally. Absolutely. And then my assistant and I work in Asana together so that my workflow is very tight. And we're working out a few extra things right now, but it's so nice to, here's my workflow. What part can she take so that I can serve my women?
Right.
That's the best part. And I just, consistency is key to all of this.
Absolutely.
Well, and this year it was funny because you're just ready when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And so I reminded myself, because I was like, why didn't I do this last year? And I'm like, stop, you're ready now. So I bought this ginormous calendar that's 74 inches on the wall downstairs. And I wrote everything in that I'm doing, where I'm going, where I'm flying to, and everything's in there, color coded. And then I put it into my Google calendar as well. Yeah. And then now my assistant and I are working on the marketing so that's all ahead of schedule as well. And so it feels like I feel so light.
That's awesome.
Because setting the goals. And just like Sandra was talking a couple of weeks ago about setting your game plan. It's like, yep, I know exactly where I'm headed and what I'm doing, and and what the purpose is, you know. Right. It's like, I'm heading to Phoenix this weekend because I got a few sessions, which I didn't even expect. I was just going there to market and have a booth at the women's luncheon. Uh-huh. But I'm going in early because I have 3 sessions. It's like, this is wonderful.
And you've built your brand. And I think, you know, so I want to even go to eWomen conference last year. Did a really innovative approach to marketing. So you've been entrenched in the world of eWomen for a long time, and you made an investment in your business last year to be at the eWomen conference. Tell us what you did, because this is going to spark ideas for other people, right? I mean, it's like, this was a brilliant thing. And what was the result of that? Because I think that's the brilliant part of this. So share a little bit about that.
So I decided that I was going to have a booth at eWomen conference and photograph people. They would come in. It was like it's a little mini session for 10 minutes. And I photographed them, and they got one image for free, and they could purchase more if they wanted. And we photographed 64 women in 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. It was. And it was so cool because I had my retoucher set up here in Denver, or actually Colorado Springs. And so what would happen is they would pick them, and then my assistant would send them to her. She would retouch them, send them back, and then he would send them out to the client within 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like for those 3 days,
which was great because people were getting their picture in that moment within sometimes 15 minutes.
Yep.
And then guess what? People would start talking about it.
Totally.
And then people are like, oh, I need to go to Trisha's booth. Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we sold out. Like we were booked completely like by noon on the first day. Because I'd already marketed ahead of time. And my coach said, you probably should leave some spaces. And so we did. And I mean, it was just phenomenal because you're right. What happened was exactly what we wanted. They started putting their pictures up on Facebook and talking about me. And so that was really incredible.
Yeah.
And so from that, we got this great list of 64 new people, some that I knew, some that I didn't, which was really wonderful. And just kind of gained some raving fans from it too, which was, you know, you just don't know where things are going to go. And it was so exciting. It was just so exciting.
Yeah.
And so we'll do it again.
What did that do for your business on the backside of that?
Oh gosh. On the backside of that, it was wonderful just getting to be, I mean, we were last in 2020, we actually grew by doing what was called drive-by photo shoots for charity. Mm-hmm. We actually grew 66% in 2020, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yes. And then in 2021, we hit that goal in July.
Awesome.
And so now we are 40% over that even. And so, I mean, it just has created this. It's awesome because anywhere I go, I know someone.
Yeah.
You know, and I picked good cities to go to where I know some people.
So how many cities are you going to in a year now?
So this year, my plan is I have definite plans for California, for Orange County and Calabasas, and Atlanta, and Phoenix and Tucson, and then, of course, Colorado, Denver, and Colorado Springs. And then I've got people in different areas that I've been talking to, so it's possible that we'll do some pop-up things in different locations like Seattle and possibly Jersey. And I've got some clients that are up in like North Carolina, and so we'll see. As long as it can fit into the calendar, the calendar's there. And now it's like, all right, can I handle it? Because last year, I mean, you know, as women, we overbook ourselves.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And it's, I'm doing an interview right after this with a woman, Tanya Dalton. And she is all about, she's a maybe 7 or 8 figure business owner. And it's all about productivity, right? And it's about productivity. And one of the things she talks about is, you know, are we filling our calendar just to fill our calendar? Or are we really filling our calendar or are we filling our soul? And, and being aware of what we're doing there. And I love that. It's like, are we filling our calendar? Or are we filling our soul? And when we fill our soul, we step into things in a bigger way, right? I mean, we really, there's a different light that we show up in the world when we're doing it that way. So I love that you've got your processes in place, and you can really weigh that balance of, okay, where's the right places to be and what makes the most sense for you?
Exactly. It's so true. And it does make a huge difference it's funny. Sometimes you kind of have to slow down, and then for whatever reason, you speed up.
Yeah.
Like you're still in that, you've slowed down, but for whatever reason, you're more desirable. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's this, the slow, I mean, I love everything about that statement, Tricia, because it's like, one, sometimes when we're getting that grounding, we're slowing down, but also really being intentional about slowing down makes space for the good things. Right. And so that's, and then you're making choices as what's on my calendar. And then you get really, and how do you do this? How do you, you know, you get your calendar built, you get your plan built. How are you holding boundaries for yourself? This was a conversation we just had yesterday in my mastermind community, right? It's like, what are the ways that you're keeping boundaries for yourself?
Absolutely. You have to. It's like somebody invited me to something in February and I'm standing in front of that calendar. I'm like, there's just no way to make that work without me going crazy. You know, it's like, I'll be in an airport. And I mean, I'm only there and I don't mind being somewhere for one or two days, but I don't know how many times I can do that back to back.
Right.
And so I said no. I said, I just can't make this work, but let me know when you're doing your next one. And let me know way in advance. Cause she told me like at the last week of December for February, and that's all, it's just too tight.
Yeah.
You know, you really need that 90 days to build out things.
Yeah, totally. I love that. So what I've heard here is really important, how important the planning is. I've heard how important community is. So, you know, you really put yourself in 150% into the eWomen community, and that has been your community to grow and evolve. And it's worked beautifully for you. You've gotten innovative in how you have shown up within those communities. I mean, what you did at the conference last year was just brilliant.
Thank you.
That forever will be something that will only grow your business. I mean, that innovation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, finding those innovative ideas to show up and serve your community in mass at that point, right? I mean, that was a beautiful way for you to serve community in mass. So anybody listening, those are just some really good tips for you to be thinking about as you're looking at your 2022. How can you show up in ways that are unexpected?
Right.
I mean, that's totally unexpected way, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like nobody was expecting to get free headshots there, but they did. And then, like you said, you got raving fans from that.
And
then the other part was to be consistent in how you're showing up, right? I mean, it's being consistent in how you show up on social media, in person. That's an intricate part of the growth strategy for you.
Absolutely. And it's gotten tighter this year, which I really like. Because last year, I made the mistake of not taking time off after the week of conference. Yeah. And so this time, I'm going to just be working on, you know, sending out the first email of what you can do with your new headshot. But I'm not taking, and I may take a few calls, but no sessions. I'm not, you know, I'm really going to pull back because I did too much.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women can relate to that. And it's, you've got, like you said, you've got to hold your boundaries. So I've set a lot of boundaries on my calendar where I'm just not in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is so important. I mean, I think over the last 2 years, we started off in 2020 where we actually pulled so much off of our plates because we were all at home.
Yes.
And then, but we kind of built new ways to get busy in that space. Right.
Yes.
And then, you know, things started to open up last year and we wanted to do all the things, right. Because it's exciting. We get to get out and be out. And so I think I think 2020 gave us the beautiful gift of slow down and be in, you know, create your space.
Right.
And that's something that I have heard time and time again from my clients, from my community, from my, you know, my colleagues that they felt towards the end of the year, a bit of a frenetic pace.
Yeah.
How they want to really take that back to a grounded space. So such a beautiful lesson for all of us to be thinking about, make the space in your calendar so that you're taking care of you and that, and say no in some places and say, and my word for this year is the divine yes. So whenever there's something to be considering in my business, do I get a divine yes with it? Right. Or do I get, I don't know. And I'm making decisions with the divine yes.
Love that.
I do too. And I'm like so excited about it because it's a different way to, you know, look at the year. It's like, okay, I'm following the things that my heart and soul says yes to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Well, and my word is freedom.
Ooh, and so it's that same alignment, right?
Yes, it's so funny. I just was thinking that as I wrote yours down. I was like, this is so similar in that I have the freedom to say no. I have built the calendar so that I have the freedom to do the things that I need to do to move my business forward. Because sometimes I saw myself do it last year a couple of times. It's like, gosh dang it, I've got too many appointments on the books and I don't have time for the business, for me to sit down and what's next for the studio and where can we go and how can we serve better? And at the December was really the month that I did all that. It took me about 3 weeks to figure out that calendar. And I had help from my marketing person and my coach, and it just all came together. And it felt like freedom. Yeah. Just, I was like, oh my gosh, look what I've done here. And, you know, I want to give that freedom to my clients too. Like, you're free to be you, mm-hmm. because that's what we want. Like, that's what we want to see in people is who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love, because I feel like I get to, and I bet you feel like this too, I get to go behind the scenes of what they do and who they are, because they love telling me about their business and where they're going and where their goals are. And it's exciting to hear, like you said, you're putting a lot more into social media, and that just so jazzes me up, because there you are, you're walking your walk, you're raising your voice, you're raising that being seen. And it's so exciting.
It's exciting. Oh, it I love it. And I love being in that journey with people. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, yes.
What advice would you give people as they prepare for a photo shoot with somebody? What's the things that you want, you know, if you want somebody to really be in all of their bright light of who they are, us, you know, like, you know, three or four quick little tips on that.
Well, what's awesome is I always send out my what to wear and how to prepare. My how to prepare is really good, because it gives people like the, hey, at the 4 week mark, the 6 week mark, here are the things that you do. And I feel like, and I always tell people, I'm here for you. Like, whatever mode you want to get in touch with me, you know, people send me pictures of their clothes, or they send me pictures from Pinterest. And I just always am there to give them ideas and just to help lift them up and make sure that they are bringing everything to their session, doing all the things that they want to do.
And kind of having an idea on the style is what I'm hearing. Yes. Like, if you're looking at Pinterest, you're looking for styles of photos. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if they talk about, depending on what they talk about, what they want, I'll send them a board that has a bunch of different ideas. And some people love Pinterest and they'll send it to me. And I, whatever people want to do, I want them to be comfortable and be them. So I always tell them, whenever we talk about anything, this is about you in the end. Like, I'll give you that 30,000 foot view, but then bring it down to who you are that you feel comfortable in. Wear the clothes that you love. It doesn't matter, you know, like, wear clothes that people have said, oh, you look awesome in that, because then you just feel good.
Yeah.
And bring things with you that make you feel comfortable or show off your business. I think those are, when people do that, like, I've had people bring like blankets and little afghans and like little poof chairs, and they've brought colored pencils. And I mean, people, whatever it pertains to them, you know, if they're artists, they bring different artsy things with them that I love. And people have even brought, I've had places where they've actually put like their own photos behind them. And I love that kind of stuff.
Cool.
I just anything that just makes the session more theirs.
Right.
And the other thing is, the session's collaborative. So if they want something, I want to know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, they like this spot. Oh, let's do that. Or, oh, hey, I really want to try this. Let's do it.
And it's fun to have like some fun, different kind of shots, like that are facial expressions, right?
Yes.
Or emotions or something like that, that you can play with. I love those.
Yes, very much. Yeah. Like, one of my favorites is you standing in the street with your arms up.
Oh, that's totally one of my favorite photos.
I love that.
Yeah. And I've got my cowboy boots on, and I'm like in downtown Denver. And I'm like, you know, it's all kind of, there's a juxtaposition there, right? I'm in downtown in my cowboy boots and jeans.
I love that.
And yeah.
Oh yeah.
So cool.
It is. And people can bring whatever they want with them. And I just work with them with what they bring.
Yeah.
Like there's no wrong thing. Yeah. You know, it's just, if you just bring your clothes, that's plenty. If that's what you want to do, I honor who they are and what they want to do. And if they don't bring something that I suggest, big deal. You know, it's not about me. You know, I'm just there to be the facilitator and help get them there and help make sure that they're all shiny and sparkly. And it's just, it's hard not to be happy when people work with me because it is such a charge for me. Like, it's almost like a selfish thing because I love it so much. It's not work. It's so fun. Like the last headshot event that I did in Arizona, the three ladies were all there together even. Getting
there, having fun. I like that you do that too, is that you host like full days where people come in and, you know, there's, you just create an energy in a space. So I'm excited to do that with you and just at the end of this month. So that's exciting. And I'm also excited you're going to be photographing our Soul Speaks from the Stage. Last year, your husband photographed our Soul Speaks from the Stage and you were going through the Soul Speaks from the Stage training. How was that? Just shout out for that.
Oh yeah. Total shout out for Soul Speaks. I mean, it's made such a difference in how I speak. You know, I used to actually get, I felt like I didn't take enough breaths. And then the last couple of times I've been on stage since Soul Speaks, you know, I take that landing breath and it just flows. And I love, and the other thing is I'm just in love with my content, you know, cause it's all about, again, it's all about raising women up to see who they really are and how to get that out there in the world.
Yeah.
And so, so I recommend Soul Speaks to everybody. And even this year, my introverted husband is going to be.
Which is so fun, right? It's like he was photographing it last year and this year he wants to be in it. So I was so super excited about that.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
Yeah. So we've got a few spots left in there, not very many. So we're filling up. So absolutely. Super, super exciting. Okay. So I could just keep talking with you and keep talking with you. Where can people learn more about you and your work?
Oh, well, they can go to my website at turpenoff.com, which is TURPENOFF.com. So TUR, I wrote with a pen, PEN. I turn the light off, OFF.com.
Awesome. 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 And then, of course, on the social. You're on the various socials. Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook is my favorite. I find that's where my ladies are the most. I am on Instagram too. Facebook, you'll see more on there. And LinkedIn, of course. But Facebook is just fun.
Totally. I agree. I love my Facebook group. You know, that's my my thing. I love my group there. So many extraordinary women.
Oh, there are. And you've put out so many thoughtful things this year already. I mean, it's only the first week. And it's like there's so many good things going on with people, especially you, you know, because it is from the inside out and you've got to be thinking about that. And so Yeah, I always love the things that you're asking us to think about and move forward with. And it's a great community. Yeah, your community is lovely. Oh, it's just
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That. No, thank you. I just love being a part of your community. It's
my community loves you too. So the feeling's mutual. Okay, the question I always close with are what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with us today?
Oh, well, three pearls of wisdom. Oh my goodness. Okay. First would be the business side of your business, make it sexy. Just start loving on it. Start loving on that business side of your business. Because I have to tell you, the minute that I started working on that and changing that, that's when things started to soar. Awesome. It really was. You've got to
make it sexy.
Make it sexy. a little bit, just a little. And I know people think that it's not, but once you get it, like when we got it tight, and we're even tightening up more this year, it just, again, felt like freedom. It just felt like freedom. And I get to do, because that's all set up, I get to do the things that are the most important for my clients. Because if you're not doing that, it's hard to serve it at 100%. And I really want that.
Totally true.
So that would be number one. Number two is know that marketing is so important. You've got to understand, you have to go back and the business end's got to be set up. Then you've really got to understand your brand. What's your voice? Just like Cami was saying, that inside out, what's your voice and what do you want to put out there? And then you have to market. You have to. Marketing is so, so important. And it's been the lifeblood for me.
Yeah.
But here's the thing people have to understand. It's not fast. Yeah. I mean, I put stuff out that is absolutely flopped. I pull it back. We change it up. sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't, but definitely, I mean, keep working at it because we find, you know, we finally figured out what works. And so we just keep doing those things.
I'm so glad you shared that because it's, I mean, sometimes people think, oh my gosh, I just don't. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, I don't like marketing or, you know, and it's like, you can't grow a business without marketing.
No.
And it doesn't always work that first time. So be gentle on yourself, keep testing, keep trialing, keep showing up.
Absolutely.
And that is how you really do the breakthrough. Thank
absolutely.
You for that one.
It is. Absolutely. And have someone help you that is that knows more than you. Get a coach. I mean, absolutely. Hire Cammie. And then my last, people are really going to, they're not going to like this. You got to fall in love with sales.
Absolutely.
You have to, because
that is actually what my talk is. When I teach in my clients is called fall in love with sales, because you're absolutely correct.
Yes. And it's
relationships.
It is. Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you, like, my business, everybody that I photograph, I mean, I stay in touch with them. Like, I know them, like we talk online and we love each other online if they're in another state, and I see them if they're here in Colorado. It's a relationship that you're building. And that's the other thing, is that sales and marketing, both, they're not going to happen overnight. You know, it's one of those things where people have to get to know you, and that's why you have to be seen, because then sales is so easy, because people call me and they know they want to work with me, and it's easy.
Yeah.
It's just, it is.
Yeah. And isn't that, those are the best calls to get. I know I want to work with you.
I want to work with you. And so, yes. And this, and like you said earlier, this is the time. Like, right now is not the time to pull back, because people are pulling back. Yeah. I had someone who canceled a call with me, and I said, well, let's just have the call and talk about it. And she goes, no, I want to do it when I feel like I can actually go out and do this session, because she's scared of the spike that's happened recently with COVID. And I was like, and you know, I had to pull back.
It's not like you're in a space that, that is, you know, you can do that in a safe way.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And so, you know, I gave it one extra shot and was just like, well, you know, how about we talk? But she didn't want to. And I'm like, that's okay. That's all right. And you know, you've got to give people the space and the grace because it's a no for now. And
yeah,
that's okay.
A no for now. Yeah. Yeah. And that makes space for someone else from a sales perspective, right? I mean, it's totally. Yeah. It's absolutely. So definitely get out. Now is not a time to hide. Now is a time for you to step into things. Now is the time where our voices, where being seen is more important than ever. And we have work to do. We have to roll up our sleeves, and we have work to do in our world. So
we really do, because all of us have so much to offer. It's so incredible. And you're right. The Western woman, we're going to save the world.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Awesome. Here. That's right. Tricia, it's so much fun. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to share this with my community. They're going to love it. So
me too. I can't wait. This was wonderful. Thanks, Cammie. All right. Have an awesome day.
Me too. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business or impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammiegelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.